Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikato Nid Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Nid Gimel Amud Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Im Mefanim Mibayis Abayis, you can't move things from one house to another because of the Isra of Tircha. Am Mefanim Hulachatzeroi, but you can move it to a Chatzer like we'll see in the Gemara. Im Mevian Kalim Abayis Uman, you can't pick up Kalim from the Uman, that's also Tircha, assuming that the Kalim are not needed, Letzarach Hamayit. However, im chayshish lahem, if you're chayshish that the Uman is going to steal them, so then mefanin lechatzer acheres, you could pick it up and you could bring it to a close chatzer, a close safe place. You can't bring it all the way home, but you could take it away at least from the base of Uman. Now, I asked the Gemara. We said you're not allowed to bring things, carry things from one bayis to another, but you could to a chatzer. So, ask the Gemara. Va'am a reisha ein mefanin klal. The reisha was mashma. You can't be mefanin at all. How could the Mishnah then say you could bring it to your chatzer? So Amar Abaye, say for us on the chatzer, the bayis shebechatzer. We're talking about from the house that's inside the chatzer to that very same chatzer. Specifically in that situation, since you're not carrying it very far, so that's why it's mutter. That's not too much tircha. The aim of and kalim be base uman. We said you can't pick up kalim from the base of uman. Amar Rav Papa Badak and Rava, that Rava once tested us with the following stira. He said, "Now we learned in our Mishnah, aim of and kalim be base uman. You're not allowed to pick up kalim from the base of uman or menu, but we learned it in Psachim. It says, my lichen my vi and kalim be base uman. You're allowed to bring and pick up kalim from the base of uman. Va'af apisha einon letzarech hamayit, even though it's not letzarech hamayit. So you see that you are allowed to both mevi'in and even Malichin, which our mission was mashma, you can't. Ushaninan lay, says Ezra Papa, that we answered him, the kan bar basar, kan b'chulul shal mayit. The Mishnah Ma'ikaton, which says it's asar, is talking about cholamayit, where there's an isra of tircha. The Mishnah Msachim, that says it's mutter, is talking about erev Pesach, where there might be an isra malacha, but there's no isra of tircha, so that's why you're allowed to be both Malichin u'mayviyin. Ibai Seima says the Gemara and other Teretz, at least to answer up the stira with Mevi'in and Ein Mevi'in, that Hava Hava Chula Shamayit, both Mishnayis are talking about Cholamayit, Kan B'Maminoi, Kan B'Sheinu Maminoi. The Mishnah in Ma'idkaton is talking about where you trust the Uman, since you trust him, so you can't pick it up from him. Whereas the Mishnah Msachim, that says that you're allowed to bring it home, that's talking about B'Sheinu Maminoi, we don't trust him, and that's why you're allowed to pick it up. And says the Gemara of Atani, like we learned in the Braisa, that there's this chilek between Mamino and Imaminai. It says, Mavian Kalim Ebeis Uman, you are allowed to pick up Kalim, as we'll see, that are Letzarech Hamayit, so that for sure, you're allowed to pick up Kalim and do Tircha, Letzarech Hamayit, so you could pick up Kalim from the base of Uman, could go in Kad, Nibes Akadar, Rukais, Nibes Azavuk, like to pick up a pitcher or a cup that you're going to need Letzarech Hamayit, Avalai, but you can't do it if it's Shul Letzarech Hamayit, like Tzemer, Nibes Azavuk, like Kalim, Nibes Uman, assuming that the Kalim are not Letzarech Hamayit. So you can't pick up wool from the dyer or kalim from the base of Uman if it's shalol letzarech hamayit. So that's tircha shalol letzarech. However, if the Uman doesn't have what to eat, and by you picking it up and paying him, so now he'll have what to eat, so then you could go and pay him, but you still can't pick it up. You leave it by him. And now that you paid him, you're nervous, and now he's going to just deny the fact that it's even yours. He's just going to hold on to it. So if you don't trust him, you could take it away from him. You can't bring it all the way home. You bring it to the closest safe place, to the bayis asamachloi, that's the safe place. And if you're still chayshish, then maybe even in that house, there is no close place. Always, wherever you put it, it's going to get stolen. So then, you can even bring it privately to your, all the way to your house. So you see that there's this chilek of ma'mina ve'ina ma'mina. And that's the second teretz, the stira, that the Mishnah in Ma'idkaton is talking about in a case where you trust him, and therefore you cannot pick it up from him. Whereas the Mishnah of Psachim is talking about where you don't trust him, and that's why you're allowed to pick it up. However, ask the Gemara, Teretz the Mevi'in. That answers the stira with regards to Mevi'in. Ma'ilichin kasha, but we still have a stira with regards to Ma'ilichin, because the Mishnah Mitzachim said that you're allowed to be Ma'ilichin, and the Katani, the Mishnah Ma'ikatan, says, ain't Mevi'in. It says you can't even pick it up, because you can't shei Ma'ilichin. All the more so, you can't drop it off. That's Ma'mishlo Litzarech. Just to drop it off by the Uman, you're not allowed to do that. So it's a stira. And saying that maminu yei maminu, that's not going to answer this stira of Ma'ilichin. So says the Gemara, Elo michvarto kedeshanyin meikara, it's clearer, like our first teretz, that the answer to the stira is really that our Mishnah is talking about Cholamayit, and the Mishnah Msachim is talking about Erev Pesach. Zak the Mishnah, Mechapin esak tzios bekash. You're allowed to cover the dried figs with straw. You don't want the rain to ruin them, so you're allowed to cover them with straw, even though there's some tircha involved in doing that. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer af ma'abin. You could even do more tircha. You could even be ma'abin. We'll see in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, what exactly the difference between mechapin and ma'abin is. Meicher peiros ksusu kelim meicher betzina. Those that sell fruit, clothing, and kelim, they're allowed to do so on Chol HaMoed, Letzarech HaMoed, the Mishnah says. You're allowed to do so Letzarech HaMoed, but it has to be Betzina. You have to do it privately, because being that it's done in such large amounts, people will be chayshish that you're doing it Shelo Letzarech. They're going to be chayshish you that you're doing it Shelo Letzarech HaMoed, and therefore, you have to do so Betzina. Hatzayadin v'adashashis v'agreisais aysin betzina letzarech hamayit. Similarly, those that trap animals or they thresh grains or beans, they do so in large amounts and then they sell it, so they have to do so betzina letzarech hamayit. Of course, they have to do it letzarech hamayit, even when they're doing it letzarech hamayit, since they're doing it in such large amounts and people might be chayshid them that it's shelo letzarech hamayit, so therefore they have to do it betzina. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer he mechmiru al atzman, that they're machmer on themselves, and we'll see in the Gemara what that means. So now says the Gemara that Pligi bar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba of Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Asi have a machlaikas how to understand the difference between mechapin and ma'abin that we mentioned in the Reisha of the Mishnah. Utarvayu mishmei dechiski Rabbi Yechanan. Both of them say that they are saying over the sheet of Chiski and Rabbi Yechanan. Chanam, one of them said that mechapin is a klushe, ma'abin is a smuche. It's just a matter of how thick the layer of straw is. Mechapin means to do a thin layer, and ma'abin means to do a thick layer. And Tanakama said to do a thick layer is too much tircha and it's aser. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. The Chanamer, the other one said that no, mechapin bein aklushe bein asmuche. Mechapin means to cover any sort of thickness of straw, whether it's thin or thick. But ma'abin is aisa kemin kri. That's when you make a mamish like a pile. That already, that's where the Tanakama draws the line, and he says that that's too much tircha. Tani nami hachi, we learned in the Brice like this as well, that ma'abin aisa kemin kri, different Rabbi Yehuda. So ma'amish and mafersh b'raisa like the second shita, that ma'abin means to make it like a pile. Meicher peiros ksusu kelim meicher metzina. We had mentioned that Tanakama says that those that sell peiros ksusu kelim, they have to do so betzina letzarech hamayit. And Rabbi Yosi came in the end and he said that he mechmiru al atzman. So ibayluhu, the Gemara is a shayla, how to understand Rabbi Yosi's words that he mechmiru al atzman. Did Rabbi Yosi mean that he mechmiru al atzman d'lo yavu avdi klal? Rabbi Yosi was coming to say a chumra. The Tanakama says that there's a takanas chazal that they have to sell their wares betzina. Comes Rabbi Yosi and he says that they're machmer, that they don't sell it at all. Oidilma, Rabbi Yosi was saying a kula. He was saying that this, that they sell privately, the havu avdi betzina, that was a chumra that they took on. That's not a takanas chazal. Really, me'ikar adin, they're allowed to sell publicly. He nechmiru al atzman to sell it privately. So which one is it? Tashema. The Gemara is going to bring a raya from a braisa that's mefirsh, like the first side, that Rabbi Yosi was coming to say a chumra, that they're machmer themselves not to do these activities at all. The braisa says like this, that meicher peiros ksusu kelim meicher betzina letzarech hamayin. Exactly like we had in the Mishnah, they could sell their wares betzina letzarech hamayin. Rabbi Yosi Aymer, that tagri tveria hinechmiru al atzman shaloyu meicher kolikar, that they're machmer themselves not to sell at all. Mamish to chumra. And also says the braisa, that similarly, that tzadi chayos va'ayfos dagim tzadi betzina letzarech hamayit. Those that trap these different animals, so they could do so betzina letzarech hamayit. Rabbi Yosi Aymer, that tzadi akoy hinechmiru al atzman shelo yud tzadi kolikar. They're machmer not to do it at all. The shayshei chilka targus utisni. We'll see soon what chilka targus utisni means. But they're daishish in betzina. They do their threshing betzina letzarech hamayit. Rabbi Yosi Aymer, that shayshei tzipayri hinechmiru al atzman shelo yud daishin kolikar. They're machmer themselves not to thresh at all. Now, Amar Abaye, Chilka, what exactly is Chilka? Chilka is Chadal Tarte, is when you thresh a piece of grain and you make it into two pieces. Targis is Chadal Klas, you make one piece into three. Utisni is Chadal Arba, is when you make one piece and you make it mamish very fine into four pieces. Kiyasa Ravdimi Amar Kunta. However, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that Chilka is actually referring to a specific type of grain, it's referring to spelt. Nase, they asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, that Chilka targus utisni, tamei b'chol makayim. that Chilka Targis Utisni, so they're always foods that got wet. Imamelo, if they touch Tumah, so they become Tame. If it touches a Sheretz, they're Tame. They're always Hochshu Lekabel Tumah. So now, Bishlam Alamanda Amar Chadalatarti Latasul Arba, Bishlam, according to the first Manda Amar, that Chilka Targis Utisni refers to a piece of grain that's cut into small pieces. Bishamachi Tame Bechol Makain. So now I understand why it's always ready to become Tame. It's always Hochshu Lekabel Tumah. It's Kasher, because it became Hochshu, because you make it wet. That's how you cut it into such small pieces. Part of the process is making it wet. Alulamanda Amar Kunta, but according to the Manda Amar that says it's referring to spelt, so am I Tamei Bechom Akim? So why is it always ready to become Tamei? Halay is Kashur. It never was Hochshu Lekabel Tumah. Why should you assume spelt was Hochshu Lekabel Tumah? Says the Gemara, going to Makalfan, because we're talking about peeled spelt. Diloy Desharu Lahu Bamayo Leyavi Mikalfa. And by peeled spelt, if not for the fact that you soaked it in water, so it wouldn't peel very easily. So obviously it was soaked in water, and that's why it's tamei bichol makayim. But my karilei chilka. So now why is spelt even called chilka? I understand if you're talking about grain that's cut into small pieces, that's called chilka milashon chalakim. It's cut into small pieces. But if it's referring to spelt, so why is it called chilka? Why is peeled spelt called chilka? Says the Gemara, the shako chalkayu. Because you took off its peel and you made it smooth, so that's why it's called chalkayu, because you took it and you made it chalak, you made it smooth. Now Mesve still asked the Gemara from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Hanoidr min adagan, a person makes a neder, he's not going to eat any grain. So he's not allowed to eat anything that the world considers grain. You go basu lashem bnei adam, and therefore he's aser af bepoel amitzri yavish. He's not even allowed to eat this Egyptian bean when it's dry, because people refer to that as a grain. Umutar balach, but if it's wet, so then that's, if it's fresh, that would be fine. Umutar ba'iris, he's allowed to eat rice, bechilka v'targis utisni, and he's allowed to eat chilka targis utisni. So now, bishlam alamad amur chadul atarti chadul atlas chadul arbo. I understand if chilka targis utisni refers to grain that's cut into small pieces. Shapir, I understand why he's allowed to eat it. The nafkulumi tyrus dagon, because now it's not considered grain. Now it's considered like flour. It has a different shame. Alolamand amar kunta, but according to the man amar who says that chilka refers to spelt, so dagon malyu. So then that's a regular piece of grain. Spelt is a regular grain, and therefore why is he allowed to eat chilka? Why is he allowed to eat spelt if he made a nether not to eat grain? According to the second Mount Amr, that chilka refers to spelt. So says the Gemara, Kasho, that's Takashver. Says the Gemara, Vaiter now, that Rav Huna, Sharuluhu, Lahanu Kurfiasa, Rav Huna allowed these spice sellers, Lameza Lzabune Kirchayu Beshuka, to sell their spices like normally in the Shuk, to sell things in public without doing any sort of Shinoi. He allowed these spice sellers to sell normally in the Shuk. Now, Eser of Kahana, Rav Kahana asked Rav Huna, Chanus Psucha the stuff, if you have a store that's open to a semi-public alleyway, Paiseach Menayel Kadarkai. Since it's not open, Mamish Tour, Shasarabim, so they're selling things at Tzarech HaMayeh, they're allowed to open like normally on Chol HaMayeh. However, Pesucha, the Rosh Hasharabim, if it's open mamish to a public alleyway, to a public street, to a Rosh Hasharabim, so then Peseach Achas V'Nayel Achas. So then they have to do a Shinoi, they have to keep one door of the two doors closed, and like that it will be a Simin, a Shinoi, that should be Nikur, that they understand that they're only allowed to sell things L'Tzarech HaMayit and not Shalom L'Tzarech HaMayit. V'Erev Yom Tov Achron Shulchag Maitzi U'Mat Rashuke Ya'ir B'Peres. Except for on Erev Shmini Atzeres, so then already it's a Kavod Yom Tov, so then they could take out all their fruits, and they could decorate the streets with it even, in order to sell it, Bishvil Kavod Yom Tov Acharin, Alts Kavod Yom Tov. So Alts Kavod Yom Tov, then you could sell it in public. So what do you see from the Braisa? B'mnei Kavod Yom Tov Acharin in, you could only sell it in public for a Kavod Yom Tov. But Shalom B'mnei Kavod Yom Tov lie, but without Kavod Yom Tov, you're not allowed to sell it in public. So how did Rav Huna allow the spice sellers to sell their spices in public? Says the Gemara, like Kasha b'Peiri b'Tavlin. That Braisa, as is clear from the Braisa, is talking about those that sell fruit. Fruit lasts for a long time, and therefore, when you sell fruit, it doesn't look very good because people could be buying the fruit shelo l'tzaruch hamayit. It will definitely last. So therefore, you have to make some sort of hacker. You have to do a shinoi. You have to keep one door closed, and in that way, you acknowledge the fact that it's only mutter to sell things l'tzaruch hamayit, and like that, we have some sort of hacker. However, those that sell spices, it's already built in the hacker. Those that sell spices, Rashi says we're referring specifically to fresh spices. Fresh spices don't last very long. Anybody on Chol HaMayit who's buying the fresh spices is obviously only buying it L'Tzarech HaMayit, and therefore there's no need to make a hacker.